Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is March 13, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Numeral launches in the UK. Banking aggregation and payment automation platform Numeral has announced its launch in the UK, with the support of SEPA, BACS, and FSP payments. PwC partners Fintech OS for new digital banking solution. Fintech OS, a player in fintech enablement, has announced a partnership with PwC to support its new digital banking solution, Infinite Financial Solutions for Banking. Galileo launches Cyberbank Connecta. Galileo has announced the launch of Cyberbank Connecta, a new product aimed to enable companies the possibility to create intelligent digital experiences efficiently. Aria raises 50 million euros in funding round. France-based embedded invoice financing provider Aria has raised 50 million euros as a debt funding round from M&G Investments, a global investment manager. BISIC receives strategic investment from Kuskal. Payment service provider Kuskal has agreed to acquire a controlling interest in Australia-based open banking platform BISIC. Egypt's central bank approves rules governing payment card service codes. The Central Bank of Egypt, CBE, has approved the rules for payment card service codes, allowing contactless transactions via mobile apps within the framework of the NPC. MoneyGram partners Link. Fintech company MoneyGram has partnered with mobile wallet Link to enable the latter's Jamaica-based users to receive cross-border payments on their smartphones. Bill, BMO launch bill pay and invoicing tool. Financial automation software for SMBs Bill has partnered with financial services provider BMO to launch a bill pay and invoicing tool to digitize business payments. Snack POS and SunMe to augment the restaurant payment experience. US-based POS system Snack POS has partnered with SunMe, a hardware technology company, to bring innovative hardware to restaurants. Vodafone Qatar's iPay offers cashback on international transfers. Vodafone Qatar S Infinity Payment Solutions, IPS, has revealed its cashback offer to consumers using the e-wallet iPay. APEXX Global raises $25 million in Series B funding round. Payments orchestration platform APEXX Global has closed its Series B funding round with $25 million raised to expand in North America and develop its products and technology. Flutterwave faces another trial in Kenya. Nigeria-based fintech Flutterwave has been involved in another fresh trial in Kenya, shortly after its first case was solved. Lloyds invests £10 MLN in Yodi's digital ID solution. Lloyds Banking Group has invested £10 million into digital ID company Yodi to develop its app-based identity verification software, which is launching later in 2023. Euro becomes the main settlement token for the Gen X network. Membrane Finance has partnered with Delta DAO and Polygon Labs to make Euro the main settlement token for the Gen X network. CBDC payments to more than double in 7 years. A study from Juniper Research found that the value of payments via CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, will reach US$213 billion annually by 2030, up from just US$100 million in 2023. Apex Global scores $25 million Series B. Payments orchestration platform Apex Global has raised $25 million from existing and new investors, closing its Series B round. Numeral launches in the UK to help fintechs access EU markets. Paris-based banking aggregation and payment automation platform Numeral has launched in the UK to help fintechs address the EU market by accessing SEPA and fighting IBAN discrimination. Eurex Clearing introduces ESG Clearing Compass. Eurex Clearing, one of the leading central counterparties globally, announces the introduction of its new ESG Clearing Compass on the 3rd of April 2023. Comply Advantage hires Jim Anning as Chief Data Officer. Comply Advantage, the leading fraud and financial crime detection firm, has named Jim Anning as the company's Chief Data Officer as part of its commitment to innovation in anti-money laundering, countering financial terrorism, AML, CFT, services. Energy market price discovery platform Talarium secures $1.6 million investment. Talarium, providers of unique trade analytics for price discovery in off-exchange energy markets, today announces that it has secured additional investment from XTX Ventures, the venture capital arm of leading algorithmic trading company XTX Markets, and Reciprocal, a venture capital firm. QuantCube releases industrial production indicator. Alternative data specialist QuantCube Technology today announced the availability of the QuantCube Industrial Production Indicator, IPI, nowcast providing a daily update on industrial production output in the US market. UK-based KYB platform Detected launches in the US. London-founded fintech Detected has announced its expansion into the US market. The company, which provides a global end-to-end KYB platform, has established a US entity to better serve its American clients. Silicon Valley Bank collapses, HSBC acquires UK branch. HSBC has acquired the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank, securing the deposits of thousands of British tech firms that hold money at the lender, amid the US collapse. Central Bank of Nigeria approves open banking guidelines. The Central Bank of Nigeria has approved the operational guidelines to open banking in Nigeria, kickstarting a new era in the banking industry in Nigeria. Intellect launches EMACH.AI. Fintech company Intellect Design Area has announced the launch of EMACH. IDPAL expands into the US market. Ireland-based identity verification solution provider for SMEs and enterprises IDPAL has announced its expansion into the US market, backed by Enterprise Ireland. Swift completes a sandbox test for its API-based CDBC project. Swift has announced the completion of a sandbox test for its API-based central bank digital currency project in collaboration with 18 banks. NextGen Nordics. Submit your questions about payments, CBDCs, BNPL and more. Ahead of NextGen Nordics, which will return to Stockholm on the 25th of April 2023, Finextra is asking for your questions about payments, CBDCs, BNPL, Web 3.0, and more to be answered at our leading Nordic event. Citi goes live in South Africa on Proximity's digital voting service. Proximity, the leading digital investor communications platform, announced today that they have entered into an agreement with Citi Securities Services to go live in South Africa with their transformative digital proxy voting service, Vote Connect Total. Avelicom sets up low latency point of presence at Tel Aviv Stock Exchange. Avelicom, the low-latency connectivity, IT infrastructure and data solutions provider for global financial markets, today announces that it has increased its presence in Israel by partnering with the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange, TASE, and setting up a new point of presence, POP, in TASE's primary data center. DTCC opens new LIBOR replacement communications port. The Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC, the premier post-trade market infrastructure for the global financial services, today announced that it has launched its new LIBOR benchmark replacement index solution to support the industry's transition from LIBOR benchmark rates to secured overnight financing rate data, SOFR, as well as other new fallback rate indices by June 30, 2023. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.